We're going to continue now and talk about something that happened this week, something strange to a lot of people. What happened with the Pluto? Pluto is gone. It's no longer a planet. That's the latest decision by the folks who decide what a planet is. That's the International Astronomical Union. And after a roller coaster of debate yesterday, its members voted to drop Pluto from the ranks of planetum. Keep the number of classic planets to 8. Joining us now to talk more about why museum gift shops must now relabel their inventory is NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum. David, welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ira.
Sounded like there was a raucous debate going on there.
Yeah, what's next, Rhode Island? it was this total stunning reversal of fortune because this had been something that had been debated for years. And in June, the International Astronomical Union appointed a secret little group to gather in Paris and try and come up with something they thought everyone could agree on. And they thought they'd done it, and they were very excited about it. And it got presented at the meeting, and it was totally torn to shreds.
Yeah.
And their proposal would have kept Pluto. It was what you might call a structuralist approach. And they basically said, look, a planet is, you know, it's round. It's big enough that gravity has pulled it into a round shape. And, you know, When you think about that, it makes a lot of sense. But then when you write down your definition, you realize, oh, we're going to have to include Pluto's moon Charon. Oh, and there's this asteroid in the asteroid belt called Ceres that counts also. And, oh, maybe there are a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, maybe four, five dozen other things out by Pluto, which are going to count also. And I think that, you know, there are people to whom that didn't quite seem right either. And
yes, So what did they decide to do with Pluto?
Well, there was an alternate proposal that was put forward, which added one requirement, said it has to be round, it's got to go around the sun, but it also has to be a gravitational bully. It has to be big enough that it can clear out any riffraff from the area, from its orbit. And Pluto doesn't count because it's part of the Kuiper Belt and there are hundreds of objects out there. So that passed overwhelmingly. People stood in this big auditorium. They held up a yellow card and they didn't even count the no votes because it was clear.
We're talking with David Kestenbaum, NPR science correspondent on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. So now they have this added. Now they will have to describe basically in different wordage what these different objects are, Pluto, the planets, and these other objects?
Pluto is counted as a dwarf planet, but they say it's not a planet. There was an amendment offered where they were putting, they put it in quotes. It's important that it be, quote, dwarf planet, end quote. And they're going to be probably a bunch of those, and then there are other small things in the solar system. But they did vote to give Pluto some special kind of designation, but they couldn't come up with a name.
They were going to say Plutino or something,
Plutino,
right?
Plutonian. Plutonian was close vote. I think it was 186 to 183. And so, yeah, Pluto's special, but we don't quite know what we're calling it yet, and some future subcommittee of a committee is going to decide that.
Hey, you know, do the astronomers really care about this? I mean, you know, they know what it is. Why? Well, it's just a nomenclature they're stuck on.
Right. So there's a whole category of people who say, I don't care. It is what it is. Clyde Tombaugh, who discovered it, his wife, he died. But his wife said apparently before he died, he said, well, it is what it is. You know, it's a big rock out there that people are interested in as a big member of the Kuiper Belt. There are people in that category. But, you know, there are definitely Pluto huggers out there and people for historical reasons who want to keep it. And there are other people who said, look, it's ridiculous to include this teeny tiny little rock, you know, along with the other big things.
And you had already some planetariums that had taken it out of its out of their exhibit area.
The Rose Center, the planetarium in New York, if you talk to Neil deGrasse Tyson, who runs it, he says, look, we didn't take it out. We never had it, you know. But but where they actually put it is in the Kuiper Belt exhibit, and they do call the other things planets. So you can see why he's got to file a hate mail from kids, which he does have.
Right. Headaches in a museum shop where they probably have objects that still say Pluto.
I think this is going to increase support for Pluto. You know, I think people are really going to rally behind this little thing. But Neil said that if the vote had gone the other way, if Pluto had been included, he was going to go down and he would have etched in a new inscription underneath Pluto to say, by the way, this is considered some sort of planet or something. So, yeah. But he was among the people who really didn't care. He thought it was the least interesting question you could ask.
You know, but it stirred up debate. People are talking about the planets and the solar system like they never have.
It's true. I mean, it's a much more interesting thing to talk about. Like, how would you define a planet? It turns out it's really hard because you say it's big and round. Well, then what about our moon? You know, it's plenty big and round, or Europa, or it just becomes very hard. You do start to think it's like saying, what's the difference between a river and a stream? You know, the Supreme Court held there was some case that went to the Supreme Court about
water. We won't go there
right?
today, but you're right.
But yeah, so, you know, it's hard to apply later.
All right. We've run out of time. David, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us about Pluto.
You're welcome.
David Kestenbaum is a science correspondent for NPR. This program is produced by Karen Vergoth and senior producer Annette Heist. Our directors are Gwen Outen in Washington, Charles Berquist in New York. Our intern is Julie Leibach. Odette Youssef and Barry Hardiman worked the phones for us today. Please surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where we have our blogs up there and podcasts, back editions of Science Friday. Or you could send us an email at the website or send it the classic way to Science Friday, 55 West 45th Street, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10036. Science Friday's Kids Connection is there with all kinds of teaching materials for the school year. Yes, coming up in just a week or so. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.